Hey guys, so welcome back to Wild and Basic. It's Merce here, and welcome to another solo episode. I feel like I have never clarified this before, as you guys have seen probably that there haven't been many guest episodes. I just have been, you know, having some difficulties. I have to be honest, because I had like ideas of like doing things in person, then like COVID restrictions, then like things going back to normal, then not being back to normal. New York City cases are rising again, so it's very confusing and it has been very difficult. Hence, I feel like I might have to rely back onto Zoom, and just requires so much editing, and I don't have an editor for that. It just takes a lot of time, so hence bear with me, but I'm working on those. I just really want to be more selective when it comes to having guests and like have someone that maybe you guys can relate to, or also can bring, I don't know, different perspective to the table. So we'll get back to you guys on that, but I'm working on it. Just want to mention that because I feel like I haven't talked about it for a while, and like I feel like people are gonna think that this is like going to be like only solo episodes, which I feel like for the majority part it will be, because I have to be honest, for the most part, I always liked having guests. It's so fun to have conversation and everything, but there's also different aspects to that is because you expect guests to, you know, share your episodes and like, you know, like help your podcast in a way. Like I feel like, yeah, one aspect is that like your guest is like, you know, brings the content or makes the content more engaging, but it's like if it is not affecting the analytics, it just becomes a bit harder to justify why you would even want to have a guest. Not to say like guests are bad, or the guests I have had in the past were not amazing. They were. But I'm just saying like from the analytics perspective though, it didn't matter so much. Like downloads wise, it has been very similar in that aspect, because I also spend more time for the guests versus if it was just solo episodes. Hence, I have to somehow justify why I would even consider it. Hence, I feel like I have to really rethink my strategy around that. Yeah, anyways, that's that. I will be done. Now I'm done. Okay, so anyways, back to the actual podcast. So in today's episode, we will be actually talking about a topic that I feel like it's probably dear to me, but also maybe it would resonate with most people who are in their 20s. I'm not sure about the people in their 30s. Maybe this will also apply to that too. But I feel like it doesn't matter what age you are. Maybe at every decade, we feel like we have to find ourselves, because things always change and like be faced with different things, and like, you know, things happen or just our life changes, and I feel like it's important to find yourself again, or just actually find yourself for the first time, or just find yourself if you ever never found yourself before. I feel like it's easy to say, but I just think sometimes we feel like we haven't found ourselves yet. That's actually what I feel some days. To a certain extent, I just think that, you know, just because doing something you love doesn't necessarily mean that you also found yourself. I feel like you would know if you did, and I feel like I'm not there yet. I don't know, maybe it's the place I am in or the age I am at. I'm not sure, but I just thought some tips and like some thoughts about this topic, like finding yourself. That's what we're going to talk about today. Before that, let's talk a little update and like what's going on. So first thing, I am a bit agitated. I feel like I would talk about, I'm probably going to talk about this more than once. I have maybe talked about this already before. The weather is so weird in New York City usually. You know, you would have like, I don't know, like four seasons in one day. Like it would be like so cold in the morning, then it would like be so warm in the afternoon, then it would rain at night and it would be like cold as fuck. Like, it's so crazy. And recently, honestly, like, also because they, in old buildings, this is like a thing that like they have to change the system. Essentially, like, if you, the same thing comes from the heater and the AC. So like the ventilation system or whatever they're calling it. So they have to switch it. Like, you cannot have cold and warm at the, you know, the same time. Like, it's always like you, they have to switch it based on the seasons. So they already switched it. And like this past couple of days before they switched it, it has been like, it doesn't, it didn't feel like it was that warm, but inside when you're sleeping, it was that warm. Like, I was so agitated. Like, even today, like, I did not get good sleep. I mean, I put the AC on, but like, it was so cold overnight. Like, I felt like I was sleeping in a refrigerator. I don't know. This is like such a common thing. I don't know. I honestly don't know why I'm even talking about this, but I'm just saying, like, I just feel like the seasons are so weird. Like, really, really weird in New York City. It's like, it's never a proper fucking season. People might hate me for this. I don't care, honestly. But like, I feel like it's always like, fall is probably the perfect season. Spring, pretty much, like, I feel like people are not gonna agree with me, but like, I feel like it's just truth. Spring pretty much does not exist in New York City. Like, it just doesn't. It's always like winter, then it just fast forward, like, skips to summer, then it goes to fall, then, you know, winter again. So it's like spring is just like non-existent, because like, I feel like I have never like worn a hoodie that, like, I don't know, I like either didn't sweat in it or just didn't freeze in it. Like, it's just so improper. Like, I don't even know how I feel about it, to be honest. I'm having, like, my battles with the weather right now. So, and I feel like that's also making me more agitated because I'm not getting good enough sleep. And that also adds up to the point that, like, we don't have thermostat at home. That's what I'm saying. Like, this, what is up with these old buildings? Like, I totally get it. But at the same time, it's just, like, like, it's 2021. Like, you would expect that maybe every building just put in each apartment the thermostat. You know what I mean? Like, it's a common thing. Just so weird to me. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. And yet you pay shit ton of money for it. So it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, make sense in my brain. I'm like, I'm not happy about it. Okay, so that's one thing. I'm, like, not excited that, like, you know, because it's getting warm. Like, it's definitely not spring anymore because it's, like, every day is, like, 70 degrees. That's definitely not spring. But it's going to get to the point that it's going to be, like, humid and hot. I feel like hot doesn't bother me so much, but, like, humidity just, like, makes it worse. Like, everything you wear, you're just kind of like, ugh, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm just so tired of it. Like, I can't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not happy about it. And the summer is coming, so I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. It's like, you know, there's like a storm coming and you're like, fuck, there's literally no way for me to prepare for this. I feel like also because like last year, the year before, you know, it was pandemic. I wasn't really going around a lot, but this year is going, you know, like I have shit to do. I'm going to places. I'm going to places, most like not a lot of places. I meant like just a few places. So it's like, there's a lot of chance for me to sweat, and I absolutely hate sweating. I hate that. It's so embarrassing to me, and like, I would hate to see sweat stains on me. And I also hate, like, I don't hate actually being cold, like, because being cold is fine with me, but like, sweating is just no. I just can't have that. Yeah, I am not super excited about it, so I don't know. I already talked too much about this, so I was just mentioning that, like, how inconvenient it is to have to use the AC sometimes, to be honest. Like, I feel like I'm always, romanticizing California, but it's like, you know, the times that I was in California, like, I mean, yeah, a couple times I had to use, like, this Dyson Air thing, but it wasn't, like, it was, like, a you know, almost like a fan. Like I didn't even need AC. It was so comfortable. Like because I realized how much I hate AC and how dehydrated it makes me feel. I mean, I also have this what is it? Air, not air purifier, the air something. Oh my God, I forgot. You know, that like makes you not as dry. I think it's called air purifier, something like that. Yeah, it helps, but it's just still, I don't know. I'm just not loving this AC. Maybe I'm just not getting used to it. Like I'm tired already and it's been only a few days we started using AC. I don't love it. Anyway, so yeah, I am not excited to be, you know, spending my time in scorching heat this summer while going inside into this Siberia where everything will be so cold and like I would be freezing to death. So yeah, that is the update. I know it was boring, but I thought I should put it out there. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. So I started taking AG1 because I never really liked taking pills or vitamins, and I just really wanted to take a supplement that tastes great and also it's just not pills or vitamins, maybe something in all in one. And that's what AG1 is. So AG1 is consists of 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. So I have been using it for a while now, and I love it. It doesn't taste like super healthy. It has kind of a mild tropical taste that you can drink every day and won't get tired of. It costs you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health. It is cheaper than your cold brew habits. Trust me, I know. I spend probably way too much money for coffee. It is cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself, and you're investing all in one nutritional insurance essentially. Right now, it is time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with the convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million of different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So because I mentioned, you know, finding yourself, I don't necessarily mean that like you lost yourself or you're like kind of like not in track or anything. I just think sometimes you could be in the journey of finding yourself, but it's never like, I feel like concrete, and I feel like it's never finished, to be honest. I feel like you're always going to reinvent it and fix it up and like get out there, you know, find that spark for yourself, find yourself. You know, a lot of the times it's, you know, either after high school, after college, or after breakup, or after marriage. You know, like there's so many stages of our lives and like phases of our lives. But I just think sometimes even just a normal phase of our lives, we feel like we have to find ourselves again. Because I think what happens is that, like, this is something I probably put towards the end, but I think life is like, we have patterns. I feel like once we get into patterns, our brains don't have to work as much. And then we realize like, it's just not as fun or interesting. I feel like patterns could be useful to an extent. But I feel like over time, you're just kind of like get tired of them and you have to find something else. You have to, again, find yourself. And hence, I want to talk about this is like, I feel like having a monotonous life for a while is okay, but over time you realize like you want to do other things, and hence it's coming to my point. I feel like number one thing I would say is that like it is all about reflection. Reflection is the big step, and I think this means, you know, looking back in your past. I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean that like follow your past, because I think everyone has a past. That is something to you know, just put it out there. Like, everyone has a past. It's just a normal thing. But I think to remember where you come from or what you are, just reflecting on yourself is so, so important. Because I think sometimes we forget who we are. And maybe a simple reflection of who we are or reflecting on ourselves really helps. I found that journaling really helps. I mean, I have been journaling for the longest time. I don't know, ever since I knew how to write, I guess. And that has been really helpful. I don't journal as much as I used to, but it does help a lot. And it helps me just like go back to some moments and reflect on how much I have changed and how strong of a person I have become, or how I achieved many things that I thought I would have never able to achieve. So I think it is important to just kind of reflect back and just see how far you have come. Another thing is, as I mentioned before, that like no matter what happened in the past, it's just important to determine the values. Because I think sometimes we think just because we have a past, we are kind of like damaged by that. I mean, I feel like to a certain extent, yes, but we can always determine our values and like what we think would be best for us from now on. I think this is difficult to say, even for myself. I feel like it doesn't matter what kind of past you have. Some pasts can be painful, can obviously, I don't know, traumatizes you some days when you look back at it. But I think it still made you who you are today. Hence, like you are... Like, if you have overcome that, especially if something that was that traumatizing, now you are kind of setting up some values for yourself that you know what you know and what you value the most. Like, I know for myself is that, like, I think I value so much the support system that I have now. And I feel like that's the biggest thing that I would recommend for anyone, even for finding yourself. Because finding yourself does not mean it has to be alone. To be with people that support you, or and support doesn't mean that like they always say yes to you or just agree with what you say. It's just like they are there for you when you need them the most, or when you just need someone to talk to or shoulder to cry on. And that just helps you to just kind of like determine what you want to do with yourself, and essentially find yourself in that journey. And I think that comes to that point. I feel like before, I never thought I would have the support system that I have today. And that was the biggest thing that I value these days, like having my support system. And I would recommend this to anyone. If you have a good support system, you will always bounce back and find yourself in life. And I think that's huge. And that's really, really crucial in life overall. Doesn't matter in what journey you are, but I think people don't realize how crucial that is. Another thing is, I mentioned the support, but also just like having your own like self-talk. This is something we do a lot without even realizing. Like, maybe we don't even say to ourselves out loud, but just, you know, like right before a job interview or right before replying to an email or something, you know, we say things in our head. And I feel like we really have to focus on those, but focus on the positive ones. Because I remember in the past, I used to be like, oh my God, let me not even waste my time with this. I'm never going to get it. And I always have this thoughts in my head that like I was not good enough. Then it would make me doubt myself. And these self-doubting things was never healthy for me. And to be honest, it doesn't even help. I have to be honest. Like, yeah, you can be realistic about things, but like, so what? You know, like, okay, let's just say you, I don't know, you applied for a job that you feel like you're definitely, definitely underqualified. Okay, so what? You know, like, worst case scenario, they decline you, that's it. You know, it's always good to aim for higher. I mean, this was recently, I don't know, where was this? I think it was on TikTok. Yeah, definitely. Everything I learn these days, honestly, is on TikTok. This girl was saying that, like, fuck being realistic, just be delusional. Because you have come so many places these days because you did not think realistically. And I cannot agree with that more. Because I think sometimes being realistic almost hinders our potential. It really does. I think we cut ourselves too short and we don't think that, like, what we are capable of. But sometimes we have to forget that. Like, I feel like sometimes we think too much about a lot of things. I'm an overthinker. I probably thought of every fucking scenario in my head for every single thing. I'm telling you, very, very perfect example. I mean, this one is, like, not fun to say, but honestly, I'm over at this point. Like, I don't even feel anything about it. I'm just saying. So for 3 years now, I think 3 years or 2 years, you know, ever since before the pandemic, I was working with brands to go to festivals and everything, and things were fun. Now, some of those brands are actually not doing so well. You know, a lot of actual companies are not doing so well since the pandemic because, you know, pandemic. But yeah. Now I'm trying to get back out there and, you know, go to these festivals again, because festivals are one of the biggest opportunities for influencers, because there are so many sponsors. It's great for business besides the music, but it's great for business to build your career and make connections with some of the brands, because there are always really, really big brands who are sponsoring these festivals. So, since I didn't have any connections with some of these brands, I applied to the festival directly. You can do that as a press. But most of the time, honestly, they're so strict. And also, honestly, they never give good tickets, because it's directly from the festival, not from the sponsors. And festivals usually have very limited tickets, because they are not the one providing the tickets. They are getting sponsors are the ones giving them money to get tickets. So it's like, they always give you, like, general admission or whatever, but that's another point. I'm just saying, it's never fancy. But yeah, this year and the year before, I think, what the year before happened? Yeah, anyways, so yeah, it's been, like, I think 2 or 3 years, I think, that I have applied to be a press at Governor's Ball. I don't think other festivals have that option yet. Some festivals do, some don't. Governor's Ball is, like, a big kind of festival in New York City area. You can apply to be a press and you can cover the event, but they're just generally very strict. I was, again, declined this year. I got the decline that, like, last night. I'm okay with it, you know, like, yeah, technically, I saw that coming, and I have that, all the scenarios in my head that, like, yes, there's a chance that I will get declined. And, but I did it anyways, because I was like, you know, you never know. And, I didn't put too much effort to it. I would have to be honest, because I honestly didn't expect so much out of it, but I did anyways. I'm just saying, I feel like, yeah, you might not have high expectations in certain things, but it never hurts to try. And that's why sometimes, having that real talk, or, like, having that self-doubting talk about yourself does not really help. Let other people do that for you, because I assure you they're gonna do that for you whether you want it or not. They really do, actually. So why not just, you know, find a way to have some positive talk about yourself, so you can, I don't know, find your potential truth about yourself. Okay, this connects to what I was actually just saying, is that you should really discover your strengths. I think sometimes some people, they think they have just so much, you know, strength. And I feel like everyone do have so much strength overall, but I think we don't have strength in everything, and we have to kind of admit that. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we are bad at it or we just suck, because it's just not the truth. It's just like, I feel like I never believed the word is that like one person can be good at everything. It's like you might know some things about everything, but you are probably not good at everything. It's just not everyone can have strength about everything. It's like you have to be honest with yourself. And I feel like whoever doesn't accept that is just kind of like, that's just not good for yourself, because you're wasting your time. And that's what I sometimes think about myself, is that like, yeah, there are things that I might be good at, but I also know that like that's not my complete strength. Yeah, I might be okay with it or somewhat good at it, but I don't think that's my strength. I feel like I have much more potential in other things. And I feel like it is important to just accept that. Like, that doesn't mean that like you're bad or you don't have a lot of potential. I like everyone has a lot of potential, and like that's why, you know, there are people who become like producers, there are people who become singers and actors. Like, you know, you can be both. It's like, it just, you really need to focus on those and see what you are good at, potentially, to what you're good at, but also what you love to. Because I feel like just because you're good at something doesn't always necessarily mean that you wanted to do it, because I feel like we really have to differentiate that. Because I want to connect with that is because I think just because we are good and just because it will make us money does not mean that it is serving us. That because I feel like recognizing what doesn't serve us, either the lifestyle we have or what we chose to do, the relationship we are in, the friendship we are at, I mean, the family that you're in, you know, it does. If it doesn't serve us, then like, I feel like it is important to let them go or just have some space. I think what happens is that like, especially the first thing I was mentioning is that like the career path, like a lot of the times I feel like we connect career with what we are good at, and it might not be something that we actually like. And what happens, like, I feel like over time, yes, bills are something we have to pay, but I feel like if you are only making money from the thing that you don't love, you're only doing it for money, it's gonna burn you out. Like, because I have seen that from people, and I have seen that from myself. I didn't do it too long, but I'm just saying I've seen that from myself. It is so toxic. It literally almost feels like it takes years away from your life. Like, it really does. It's just, it's not healthy. But I think doing something that you love, you're so passionate about, yet, and you also make money with it, doesn't matter how small it is. I mean, as long as it pays the bills, that's what we're talking about. I think it's so priceless that I cannot begin to explain it. Other things that I was mentioning is that like what doesn't serve us is that like obviously relationships or the people that we have in our life, like support system or friends. I think it is important to realize who is supporting us and who is kind of, I don't know, helping us to discover ourselves, not controlling us. Because we only have one life, so it is very important to evaluate our things every once in a while. I think of this in a way that like some people say this like a neat TV show, or some people say movies. Yeah, I would say I guess TV show. Like, I feel like every phase of our lives is kind of like it's a TV show, but it's like a new season. Not every season you're gonna have the same cast members. You know, even regular TV shows, they don't have the same cast members because some characters do get boring, or they just don't have interesting storyline. And in real life, it's a very similar story. It's like, not like they have interesting storyline, it's like, but if they don't serve you, and that doesn't support, and they don't support the way that you live your life, maybe it's time for a new cast member in your show, because you are the main character. Everyone is a main character in their own show, so I feel like it's important to kind of be selective about it. So you find yourself. All right, guys. So that was the episode for today. I rambled here and there because I am still dealing with this like sleeping issue, and I really did my best to follow the outlines that I made for today's episode. But I apologize if I rambled. I hope you guys understand. If you guys like this episode, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.